The fulfilling of the signs of the times give evidence that the day of the Lord is near at hand. Probation's hour is fast closing. Ask yourself, what are the qualifications for heavenly citizenship? What must I do to be saved? Join me, Natasha Ward, for Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church, the sacrifice for preparation, as we search the scriptures. Give yourself a chance. Qualify yourself for heavenly citizenship. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Join me and sow for eternity. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sacrifice for Preparation with me, Natasha Ward, for the Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. Today, I'm going to share the history of Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. But before we proceed any further, I invite you to bow with me for a word of prayer. Please let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, as we bow before you, I do ask at this time, O God, that you bless the listeners, that they may understand the things that would be said, and have great appreciation in understanding the history of Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. I ask, O God, that you be with them in a special way, and be with me as I speak, and thank you for your mercies and your love towards us all, in no other name but Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Today, I am going to share the history of Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. I will be reading from a document, and this document that I will be reading from was actually written by one named Nyron Medina. Nyron Medina is the founding minister of the Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church in Trinidad and Tobago and its sister churches globally. Nyron Medina is a prolific writer of Christian religious books and longtime host and producer of Escape for Thy Life radio and TV programs aired in the Caribbean, and he is also the associate director of the Thusian Institute for Religious Liberty. So, some years ago, he wrote this document, which is actually a pamphlet that contains some history of the Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. So I read, the name of our church is Thusia Seventh-day Adventist. The word Thusia is a Greek word and it means sacrifice. In this word is embodied an identification of the nature of our aspirations. We believe that there are no limits to the usefulness of one who puts self aside, becomes entirely devoted to God, and allows the working of the Holy Spirit upon his heart. Because of this, we work persistently by prayer, Bible study, and evangelistic services, totally denying the perverted emotions of self for the sake of loving God and our fellow men. We believe we have a mandate from God. At such a time as this, when great grand issues are at stake, and the events are covertly but rapidly fulfilling all around us, there's no time for Laodicean lethargy, for carnal immobility, or for waiting for ecclesiastical directives. The time has come when we, I quote, as a people, must prepare the way of the Lord under the overruling guidance of the Holy Spirit, end of quote. And Brother Nyron Medina made reference to a quotation taken from Testimonies for the Church, Volume 9, page 96, written by Ellen G. White. He goes on to say, we must give the gospel in its purity. Our church is made up of Adventists from many different churches. No one man has put us together. We did not become united under our own initiative or plans. Those who have like beliefs came together for the pleasure and joy of the word and work of God. Ellen G. White puts it this way, and he quotes again, "Like will attract like. Those who are drinking from the same fountain of blessing will draw nearer together. Truth dwelling in the hearts of believers would lead to blessed and happy assimilation. The moral magnet of holiness and truth will attract together the pure metal." End of quote. And that quotation was taken from Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, pages 100 and 101. And that was also written by Ellen G. White. And just as it was God that put us together, so we depend on God by faith and prayer to determine the nature of the work we should do at this time. Our church does not despise organization, for this is necessary. But this organization must not stem from courses which are man's academic educational training. Neither must it be made to run the work in place of the Holy Spirit. It is a sin for man to presume to run and determine that which God alone, by His omniscience, can do. We hold street meetings regularly, visit the hospitals, and hold Bible studies. All these things are done under the guidance and supervision of the Holy Spirit. It is not the policy of Tozier to allow clerical authorities to determine its nature and work, so we hold united counseling of the church as a prime determinant as the voice of the Spirit in our midst, for in the multitude of counsel there is safety. The Bible, Spirit of Prophecy, and Testimonies of the Spirit is the source of the voice of the Spirit. It must be remembered that God has not given the work of one man or a few men to control the work in all the field. Thusia stands autonomous from such control, yet not autonomous from all counsels and suggestions. The Testimonies of the Spirit puts it this way. I quote, "Special instruction has been given me for God's people, for perilous times are upon us. In the world, destruction and violence are increasing. In the church, manpower is gaining the ascendancy. Those who have been chosen to occupy positions of trust think it their prerogative to rule. Men who the Lord calls to important positions in His work are to cultivate a humble dependence upon Him. They are not to seek to embrace too much authority, for God has not called them to a work of ruling, but to plan and counsel with their fellow laborers. Every worker alike is to hold himself amenable to requirements and instructions of God. Any human being who spreads himself out to large proportions and who seeks to have control of his fellows proves himself to be a dangerous man to be entrusted with religious responsibilities." End of quote. And that quote was taken also from Testimonies for the Church, Volume 9, page 270, written by Ellen G. White. Brother Medina goes on. He says, "The teachings of our church are the messages relevant for our time. These are the three angels' messages of Revelation chapter 14 and the message of the angel of Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. At present, there are incidents transpiring in heaven and on the earth that must be made known to the entire world in such a way as to prepare many to face them. These incidents are identified in the messages of the three angels and that of the fourth angel. Whether it is the message of righteousness by faith, as brought by Wagner and Jones in 1888, or the second coming of Christ, or the Sabbath, or of the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary, or the fall of Babylon, or the mark of the beast, or the preaching of the kingdom of God, or of Christ and Him crucified, all are embodied in the present truth for this time. Thus, all are the everlasting gospel. This is what we teach and preach. This is our unified concept of truth. In situations like these, there are always questions as to whether such churches are the result of disaffection with the church authorities or is a result of enmity with the church. But this cannot be ascertained with our church. For such a spirit creates alienation and the eventual development of false doctrines. Our attitude to the church is one of realizing that a revival and reformation is the chief thing needed among us. And to seek this should be our first work. Thus, we shall lift up our voices in gentle, yet startling reproof, warning, entreaty, counseling, and instruction. This is not alienated or disaffection, rather it is the work for true unity. The future aspirations of Thusia is the ushering of the second coming of Christ. If clergy is waiting on laity, and laity is waiting on clergy, and if none would humble themselves, seek purity of heart, lay aside man's academic education and gimmickry, and allow the Spirit to guide them into living grace, to preach the last gospel, then let us, Thusia alone and the Spirit, do it, or let other churches like us do it. We state frankly that we shall do as much as we can to spread this church or to encourage other similar churches, for it is only by the overruling of God shall the gospel be preached into all the world as a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. In conclusion, he says, we give an advice to similar churches or to those who would like to form similar churches. If you have sufficient verifiable convictions to form a church or as to what line of work you should follow, then let it be so. Remember, Christ is our leader, and if we follow his graces, we shall surely achieve victory. May the Lord bless you. Amen. So, dear listeners, this is what Brother Medina had to say. This is some of the things that he had to share on the history of Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. If you want to learn more about the Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church and even the Thusian Institute for Religious Liberty, you can visit our website at www.thusiasdaevangel.com. That is www.thusiasdaevangel.com and our Facebook page at Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. Thank you for listening, and until next time, may the grace of God be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Bye! To share.